I've got something in my pocket. I'm going to show it to you just a little bit. This thing right here. This is called a Garmin. That's what a Garmin looks like. There's other types of these things out there, but this one happens to be a Garmin. What this Garmin is, it's a GPS. We're going to turn it on, I think. There we go. See, it says Garmin right on there. It'll tell you what it is. And then you wait a little bit, and it's going to come up with a little sign on the front of it. Come on, move. But sometimes it takes a little bit. But this Garmin, there's the thing come up. Oh, we got a warning. Here's a warning on this. And what it is, it's got agree down here. What this warning is, it's telling me that I am going to agree not to punch this thing while I'm driving a car. Okay? So you have to punch agree that you're not going to do that for this company. This company's concerned about that. Now, what this device does, it's called GPS, which is Global Positioning System. Global Positioning System is no matter where I am, my car is in the parking lot. I think it's out here, but it's in the parking lot. I can get in this, in my car with this device, and if I decide that I want to go to Holland, Michigan, I can take this and punch where to, and then start putting in the information, and it is going to give me Holland, Michigan. When I get to that point, there's all kinds of information about Holland, Michigan. I can put in any address and go to that address. And to put in the address, you punch address. This thing may speak to us here in a minute, but I'm not going to go through all of this. But anyway, it will talk to us, and there'll be a lady that comes on here, and she will say to you, go to highlighted route. Okay? And this lady will tell me turn by turn down this road and wherever I need to go to get to Holland, Michigan. This device also told me recently that I am at my house, I am 788 feet above sea level. This device, if I decide I want to go to a restaurant in Holland, Michigan, I can go restaurants in this thing, and it'll list all the restaurants that are in Holland, Michigan. And if I want to go to the good old McDonald's, I can punch McDonald's, and it will tell me turn by turn, road by road, how to get to McDonald's. If I want to go to Holland, Michigan to some point of interest, I can punch point of interest, and this thing will tell me how to go see the big red lighthouse in Holland, Michigan, or any city of points of interest or town or address or any direction that you want to go or place that you want to find. You can punch it in this device. And it will turn, this lady will turn by turn, tell you the name of the road, where to turn, and all of that. And if you miss a road, this lady will come and tell you, recalculating. And she will say, recalculating till you get yourself turned around to get back straight and go on the right road. Patty's brother is quite a jokester sometimes. He took this thing and he hooked it up to his computer and he put his own voice on it rather than the ladies. So him and his wife got in their car. They're leaving from the house. He turns the GPS on. He's got it punched in where they're going. They pull out of the driveway and the thing says, in 1/10 of a mile, turn right on Sycamore Avenue. Well, it's his voice. And she's driving. It's his voice. She kind of, you know. So they go about 2/10 of a mile or so after turning, and it says, in 3/10 of a mile, turn left on such and such road. It's him talking. And she goes with him with a lot of stuff that he does. He just ignores him. So she goes ahead and drives down there, and then pretty soon it says, in 1 mile, turn right on such and such road. And she said, shut up. Because she didn't know he had put his voice in there. And he said, well, I just thought it would be nice to do it this way instead of, I thought you would appreciate some other lady not telling me what to do. So, so he put his own voice in the GPS. Global Positioning Sensor. That's not the only GPS that we got. As we go through life, we wonder about things sometimes and how these initials get to where they're going. But there's another GPS that I'd like to bring your attention to. The GPS is God's plan salvation. GPS. We're going to look at a little bit about what God's plan salvation, GPS, is, and a little bit in the Word of God, which here it is, the GPS. We can find the GPS on computers and on other devices, like, I'm not so sure I can't find it on this thing somewhere. But there's all sources and ways of connecting ourselves with the Bible. And this Bible being our guide, GPS, God's plan, salvation. If we would turn to Luke, the second chapter, if you have your Bibles and want to go there, we're going to look a little bit at a scripture here. It begins with Luke chapter 2, verse 25. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, he took Jesus up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. Verse 30, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people. Simeon was looking for the Messiah before he died. It was given to him and revealed to him that he was going to see Jesus. He was going to see the child Jesus. Now, a lot of times we don't think too much about Jesus as a child. You know, we say, well, there's not a lot about him in his childhood. But here he is. Here he is. He's got to be pretty small because Simeon takes him up in his arms. He holds him. Here's a young child, Jesus. And he holds him, and he is in the temple, and he is waiting to see him. He is known. He knows that he's going to be there. Therefore, we've got GPS, God's plan, salvation. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Jesus Christ, salvation for all the people. If we turn over to Luke, the 19th chapter. Luke, the 19th chapter. You've heard about this guy a lot of times. I like this guy. Beginning with verse 1, the Bible reads, "And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste, come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be the guest of a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house. For as much as he also is the son of Abraham, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Zacchaeus. I'm thinking this guy's not very tall. I can relate. Very well. You get amongst tall people when you're the size that I am, and you're going, wow, I can't see nothing around because all the people's blocking the view. And that's what was going on with Zacchaeus. So he ran where he thought Jesus was going to go down the road or the path or whatever, and he finds the tree and he gets up in the tree. And he's waiting for Jesus to come along. I think Zacchaeus is a believer already. Okay? Otherwise, he wouldn't be pursuing this thing quite so much. Let me relate a little story to you. My dad, I don't think was any taller than I am. We were pretty close. He wasn't as fat as I am. Never was as fat as I am. But he was mighty and he was strong. When he came to Michigan as a young man, he came with $20 in his pocket. He had to get a job. That was the purpose of coming to Michigan. He was a small man. Back in those days, auto specialties, when they hired people, there was a platform that the people that were doing the hiring was standing up on the platform. I don't know how many days Dad had gone down and stood in the crowd. But he was in the crowd, waiting to be hired. Might have been the second day, third day, I don't know. But he found a post. He got upon a post. And he's standing on the post. And the guy saw him standing on the post that was doing the hiring. And the guy said, you, hey, you, that's standing on the post out there, come up here. So my dad hops off the post and he goes up and he gets on the podium. And the guy looks at him and he says, no bigger than you are. What do you think you can do? And my dad said, I can do a big man's work. And the guy said, then get in there and try it. So he was hired. Sometimes you have to compensate. Sometimes you have to figure it out. Zacchaeus had to compensate. He had to figure it out. He had to figure it out how to get to Jesus. This day, salvation is brought to your house, Zacchaeus. GPS. God's plan, salvation. Salvation. Matthew 24:13, the Bible says, but he shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Salvation. We've heard the scripture many, many times, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. I haven't seen this happen in quite a while, but can you remember the time that the guy, I don't know how he got the seat. He must have booked seats very, very early on the football games because he was behind the goal post at all the football games that were NFL, and when they would go to kick a field goal, the camera would show the field goal, and this guy's in the stands and he's holding the big sign that says John 3:16. I don't know how many of you remember seeing that sign, but many, many, many times this guy was there holding this sign. I wish he would have put John 3:17 on that sign. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. GPS, God's plan, salvation. That the world might be saved. If we look at Acts the 16th chapter, if you want to turn there, take me a second to get there myself. Acts 16th chapter. I'm not going to read all of the verses there because of the time. But this is about Paul and Silas being in jail. Paul and Silas were there because they were preaching Jesus Christ. They were put in jail. And while they were in the jail, in the night, there's a great earthquake. And it shakes the whole jail. And it shakes it so hard that the doors of the cells actually came open. The jailer finds that all the doors in the jail are open, and he's thinking all the prisoners are gone. I think I'd be concerned too. I don't think that you could go to our Cass County Jail up here and unlock all the doors and just go away and expect all the prisoners just to sit there. What do you think the chances are that they would all be there? I don't think the chances are good that all of them would stay. But in this case, all the prisoners stayed in the jail. Yeah, the jail keeper, he's nervous. He is so nervous that he's about to take a sword and take his own life. That's how nervous he is, because he knows if all these prisoners are gone, he's going to get killed anyway. So, in the text, and if you read over the text later, you're going to find that he is extremely concerned. And Paul Silas tells him, don't be afraid. All of the prisoners are still here. Well, Nora, you know, that's got to be shocking to the jail keeper. So shocking that he knew that these two men were something more than what just the general prisoners were in this prison. And he falls at their feet. And he says to them, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" He has already figured out that these two guys, Paul and Silas, are men of God. And they say to him, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." Verse 32 reads, "They spake the word of the Lord to all in the house." We got to understand that everybody kind of lived together at this point. And the word of the Lord was spoken not just to the jailer, but all of his family, all of his servants, all of his people, all of the ones that were there as the jail keepers and that kept the operation of the jail going. Paul and Silas is preaching. "They spake the word of the Lord to all the house." They're preaching them. They're teaching them. Verse 33. "And they took them the same night," talking about Paul and Silas, "they," meaning the jailer and them, "took Paul and Silas the same night and washed their stripes and were baptized." They were baptized to be a part of the church. They were baptized to be added to GPS. Baptized to be added to GPS. God's plan, salvation. We have also an incident in Acts chapter 2. Many, and probably all of us, are familiar with this also. And I won't read the verses too because of lack of time. But this is the day of Pentecost, and this is Peter standing up and preaching after they had crucified Jesus Christ, and he's telling them, "You people have crucified Jesus Christ, the one who came and brought God to you." We got to understand that Jesus was God. He was God. That's God in the flesh. If we go into study, we can find that this is very true. This is what Jesus was. And Peter stood up and he preached to these people. He's preaching again. Here we go. We've got some more preaching going on. And he's preaching to the people and he's saying to them that you have crucified this Jesus. And they were moved by what they did. And they were stirred by what they did. And they finally come to the point and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Because they knew that they had crucified the Son of God, Jesus. Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized for the remission of your sins." Repent and be baptized for the remission of sins. Verse 41 says that there were about 3,000 that were baptized that day. Verse 42 says they continued steadfast in the apostles' doctrine and had fellowship. Steadfast in the apostles' doctrine and had fellowship. They were steadfast in the truth of what was being taught to them, of what the apostles were teaching. They fellowshipped with them. They got together with each other. They came together as a church. They met house to house, if we go on and read. They met house to house daily. Not Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night. They met house to house daily. That connection with each other in the church. The importance of that in the early church was so much, and I'm sure that it's because of the freshness and newness of what was going on. There's no doubt in my mind about that. But they were so excited about their Christianity, these 3,000, that they stayed in Jerusalem longer than they had food for, really. But as it went on, there were more added to the church. Verse 47 says, praising God together, and the Lord added to the church those that were saved. GPS, God's plan salvation. What we have here, the first GPS probably that was ever put out. That's the first one. The Holy Bible, the Word of God, will guide us if we look into it. If we have a question about our life and the direction it's going, the answer is here. The answer is in the Word of God. We can go to the Word of God and look at Scripture and apply it to our lives and make our lives better. Or we can just go about life and never even think about this GPS, God's plan salvation. We're only, what I've spoke about today is only the beginning of the salvation of Jesus Christ. It's only the beginning of our salvation. Throughout the whole Word of God, it tells us and instructs us what to do. It tells us how to be steadfast. It tells us how to be faithful. It tells us how, what to do, what not to do. It gives us examples of people that did things wrong and what happened to them. And you know it's got to be true, or if it wasn't true, then they wouldn't put anything in there that was negative. They would all wrote positive stuff and just, this is so and this is so and this is so. But we have some stuff in here that things did and they had negative results of what the people did, which is a horrible thing. There's some horrible stuff the people did, and the results of it was very bad. But we can look in this book and we can guide ourselves. This Garmin GPS, this is the second one we had. This is our second one. You wonder, well, if you buy one, why you gotta have another one? Because ours got cracked right there. The first one got cracked. And I'd start to put stuff in and this thing would go haywire. I mean, it just and I'd clear it, and I'd go again. I tried. Patty tried. She usually punches stuff in when we're going someplace, not me. And she says, this thing, it just won't work anymore. It had this crack in it. So I got me some super glue. I'm going to fix this thing. I got some super glue, and I put that super glue right down that crack. Good idea. Let it dry. Picked it up, turned it on. Same thing. But in this GPS and also the other one, there's a device or an emblem in there, a sign that says, go home, because you install your home address in this GPS. And then wherever you are, all you got to do is just punch home. Meep. This lady start telling you how to get there. Unless it's Frank's. And he'll tell you how to get there. But this thing had a crack in it. And I could not dial in any place to go with that GPS. It wouldn't work because it had a crack in it. Even though I tried to fix the crack, it still wouldn't work. But even with the crack, no matter where you were, you could hit home and the thing would work perfectly. It'd take you home. This GPS right here, if our lives has got cracks in them, this thing will take you home. That's where we want to go. That's what we want to do. We want to take our lives down the path of this GPS, God's plan, salvation, to get to heaven. That's the end result. That's our goal. That's our home. And that's where we want to be. I thank you for listening. I hope that it's been of value to you, that you might think on what I said to remember that this is our guide and this will take us in our lives where we need to go. And it will save our soul. As we stand and sing, if there's anyone that has any need, you may come and let that need be known. Shall we stand and sing the song?